I have no Cracky Krispies today. I have a Poppity Toppy.
Oh, I got Cracky Krispy. Oh, that was a good one, too.
It did sound good.
I cracked mine when I was upstairs already because I haven't had a beer since Saturday. It's Saturday, I think. I don't know. Actually, yeah, I think Saturday. I drank during the Rumble.
I did, too.
Same here.
I didn't drink during the, what's it called, during the AFC-NFC championship games.
I was working, yeah. So I missed both.
Oh. Same.
To be honest, I
had a beer during one of them because I dropped by the 99 at halftime for one of them.
Yeah.
I just had a beer and watched the remainder of the game.
Yeah.
Lunch.
The
3 o'clock one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was playing video games and I was talking to my wife and I'm like, you know, I don't want to get so invested in the AFC game for it to just come down to the last 30 fucking seconds. And then to still, like the week before against the Bills and the Chiefs.
Yep.
When it went into overtime. Like, it's just like, I'm.
Bow, bow, bow. Like, I'm just happy Mahomes isn't in the Super
Bowl. Yeah, no, me too. I just,
that dork.
I just feel like football.
What a nerd.
I feel like football games are starting to get to the point where it's like a basketball game and that, like, you can turn it around in the last, like, 2 minutes of the game. And that, I don't know if it's either on the coaching or if these defenses are just such trash that they can't contain, you know, like, where is this happening? Like,
oh, I think there's definitely, like that's the time of the game where people are wiped.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like, it's like the last, you know, it's their most vulnerable time, but you would think you would prep for that. Whether you keep a couple guys.
There's only so much prep you can do.
Yeah, it's like you keep a couple guys fresher for the end of the game, whether they're special teamers and then they go out for.
But then you're talking second, third string guys that are not as talented.
Yeah, yeah, so that's true.
Then you're cutting yourself either way.
You hope they can hold up.
Yeah. And then it came down to that in both games, whereas, you know, last couple minutes of the game.
Well,
then
it's a much more offensive game now in general. Like, your defense, if they breathe wrong on the receiver, is it pass interference? You know, so it's one of those things where you're kind of, the game is kind of set to work that way right now.
Yeah, and if you hit the quarterback a millisecond after he releases the ball, it's roughing the passer.
So it is a first down.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, I get you.
So that's why this happens.
I get you there, but like, I'm just like, so like, it's not that I enjoy football. I love football. I watch it as pretty much as I can. But
the product was weird this year.
Yeah,
like, I enjoy football too, but it's not like football was 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
It has gotten less enjoyable because it's like, okay, like I think that
there are way too many flags.
Yeah,
there are way too many flags. The refs have way too much of a call in the game, and it's like, it is like the NBA in that regards, where the refs are now part of the game.
Yeah,
where like you're kind of almost looking for like different ref court. Corpse and be like, oh, who's out there today? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, are they going to let him play or is it going to be?
Is it Hockley? Is it Hockley today?
Yeah, whereas, like, I think the thing for me, like, it was such just, like, a out there, you know, nobody expected it, was that Bills-Patriots Monday Night Football game where, you know, Mac Jones only threw for, you know, three passes or whatever, and then the rest of the game are like, all right, we're just going to shove it down your throat with our run game. And to me, that was just, like, that was football from 50 years ago, but it worked.
Yeah, that was the 70 mile an hour wind game, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, okay.
It only worked under the circumstances.
Yeah, it only worked under the circumstances. Had it been a regular night, it, you know.
And the Bills kind of played along with that too, and being very conservative on their side as well.
Mm-hmm. But like, now it's just like, okay. It is very much a changed product over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And between that and all the focus on, you know, the safe play and concussions and all this kind of stuff, you're getting like, it's not the game I feel like we grew up with. Cause like when I go back and like, you see like some of like the games from like the early Brady run and stuff, like,
mm-hmm.
like some of those were like knockdown, slug out kind of games.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You saw, like, I know Mac took a lot of hits at times this year, but like Brady used to.
Yeah, the hits are different.
Yeah, like
the hits Brady was taking early in his career were, we're trying to knock you out of the game, Brady.
Yeah, It's like, yeah, we're trying to send you to
trying to hurt you.
Yeah, it's like we're trying to send you to a retirement home and you can eat your meals out of a straw for the rest of your life type of thing. Where it's like now it's like.
I'm not sure we'll get another situation like Andrew Luck where just someone gets beat up to the point where they can't play anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Luck realized that he's like, I don't want, like, if this is going to be it, I don't want this.
Doesn't want to be the next Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah. The dude's gonna be a what's it called, you know,
space cadet.
Yeah, by the time he's like his mid 30s, if he keeps going like that, like, and now he looks like a high school geology teacher, like, so
probably is.
Yeah, but I don't know,
dearest mother.
Yeah, but I think like out of like I think we got probably the best possible matchup in my opinion for. Like, out of the four teams that were still in it, I think we got the most interesting.
I would have rather had the Niners and then LA. Now there's a team I can root against. I can root against LA.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I like Matthew Stafford.
I wouldn't hate if they won because of Stafford.
Yeah.
But I hate if they won because it kind of rewards LA for being a shitty team.
It's like Sean McVay, Odell Beckham Jr. I'm like, ugh, there's people on that team I don't want to like.
Well, it also gives the idea that the Rams, like, have fans in LA, and they don't.
They don't, no.
Well,
no.
It's LA.
No. But, know? Like, I want the Bengals to win.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Bengals, I want to win,
too. Yeah, like, I've been on that Joe Burrow train since he won the national championship. Like,
Heisman.
Yeah, just him sitting there with that cigar that night. I'm like, all right, he's my guy. I like him.
My man.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially to come through this on a second year.
Yeah, it might be the, his first year really doesn't even count because he tore his ACL there. So he never even really played.
I thought he played like the first like half season last year.
He might have got I thought three games in maybe. No, I could be wrong.
I thought he got way further than that because I remember like they had the first half of their season was good and then he got injured.
I thought it was early on.
No, I thought it was later on. I thought it was like, I don't know. I thought he got pretty far into the season, if I remember, but I don't know.
I don't know either. My phone's recording.
Brent's like, I can't look it up. But
I can't be the stat guy today.
Yeah. Did either, you both watched the Rumble, right?
I did. I figured out how to use Peacock.
Yeah. Oh, you figured out how to use Peacock?
Yeah.
Do you have Xfinity?
For internet.
Oh, okay. This is the whole kerfluffle still with your girlfriend's place.
Yeah, that was a shit show and a half. Mm. So, long story short, for people who don't know, we originally had Xfinity.
Yeah.
Then we split the house with her parents, and they were upstairs. We're downstairs, kind of like a little mini duplex a little bit.
Yeah.
And her mom had, or her parents had the... job of paying the cable. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Kind of slowed down on it, didn't pay. And then Xfinity started slowly shutting things down.
Oh.
Where it's like, oh, there goes your internet. Oh, now it's the TV. Come to find out, her mom didn't pay the bill, and we were trying to figure out why we didn't have internet.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say anything to us.
No.
It was just like, oh, hey, I'm just not going to pay it. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, I kind of need internet to do work, but whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So,
you kids in your modern day internet.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
it's not like a necessary thing to be functional in our society at all.
Went like 2 weeks without internet, trying to figure out why we didn't have internet.
Yeah,
kind of find out she didn't pay the bill. Now she has like a negative credit on her account.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were trying to figure out the whole internet scenario, which took like a month because half the internet, you know, providers, don't come to my area.
That's kind of like the internet providers. You're going to have one or two to choose from. That's going to be pretty much it.
Yeah, and Xfinity is literally pretty much the only one in town. And
they really are.
You know, we talked to all these people. Like, oh, yeah, we'll be there. Nope.
No.
All massive step-downs or not functional in that area anyway.
Yeah, one of them was like, oh, yeah, there's construction in that area. I was like, no, there's not. I literally live on that street. There's no construction going on to put fiber optics or whatever.
And, construction.
Yeah, I guess so. Underground, maybe.
Yeah. Deep underground. They are putting, at least in our town, they're putting fiber optic, but like, I feel like they've been saying that now for
15 years.
Yeah.
No, like the better part of a year at this point. Like it was, yeah, I don't know. But it's like supposed to be like gig fiber so I can get rid of Comcast. And it's supposed to be like under $100 a month. Yep. So I'm like, okay, great. But then it's like, oh, they don't have cable. They want you to then go out and get like one of the
boxes. And
no, not even one of the boxes, but like pay for one of the subscription streaming services. So like either YouTube TV or like Hulu Live.
Yep.
Or
yeah.
Or like you can pay for like the Xfinity like stream. Yeah, like, you can get Xfinity without actually getting a cable box and just get channels or whatever.
The stream, yeah, but you only get like certain ones and all that fun stuff.
The whole thing that's blown my mind with like this whole streaming thing and like Netflix kind of disrupting the whole cable ISP thing with their ability to deliver content, and now is like they went and they're like, okay, we're going to deliver this great product that is kind of a spinoff of what we originally were and, you know, selling
DVDs.
Yeah, like renting DVDs through the mail and stuff and getting into this. I'm like, okay, we have all this content. And then you get, they're so unique, you get everybody else trying to be like, okay, well, we need our own
stream. Let's do this.
We need our own streaming, you know, whatever. And it was one thing when it's like it was Netflix and you had everything.
Yeah.
And not even everything, but
you had a good portion.
Like you had like if it was a
good collection.
Yeah, if it was a popular enough television series, it was probably on Netflix. And if not, it was probably on Amazon. Like
Prime Video. You're paying for Prime already,
which is free. So you get it free. Like, and that was the thing. I was like, okay, great. And then you go like, oh, okay, well then there's Hulu. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, that's like a third. Like, that's it's like, I don't want to be paying for two streaming services. And it's like, oh, and now there's like, oh, well, now there's Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, Paramount Plus,
Paramount Plus, HBO Max, Peacock, all of these. Like,
so the thing is that we got what we wanted, but we didn't get the way we wanted it. So everyone was for years asking for a la carte to be able to pay for the channels that you want to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have that, but unfortunately, the channels that we want, like, the content that we want to watch is all separated out.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, like, if, like...
And they all charge...
You're into Star Wars, you're paying for Disney Plus. Yeah. You're in for... You want to watch some DC, you're paying for HBO Max.
Yeah. And they're all charging the same amount.
Yeah.
If not more.
And ends up adding up to be around the same cost as paying a full fucking cable package.
Yeah. So, like, that's why, like, I'm like, okay, I feel like right now I've got like everything under the sun because of my stupid cable package. I've got Paramount Plus. I've got Peacock. I've got HBO. So I've got HBO Max. I've got Paramount Network. So I've got Paramount Plus. I've got, you know, like the only ones that like I even pay for my Netflix subscription through my Xfinity package because they're like, okay, you do this, you get the high speed internet, you get it for free, whatever. I'm like, okay, yeah,
toss it in there.
Free.
That was another thing. Like,
the only one that I don't pay for out of my thing is my Disney Plus, and that's because it was like, oh, it was like the first 6 or months free or 12 months or whatever at a discounted rate through your iPhone. Yep. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll do that. And now it's like, okay, I do that. But now I've got the Disney Plus package or whatever. So I have Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. And I'm like,
because they're all owned by the same fucking company.
I'm like, why can't you just get rid of ESPN Plus and get rid of Hulu and just put them all under Disney Plus?
Because Disney wants money?
Because they want money. You're absolutely right. It's branding and money.
I get that it's branding, but it's just... Or come up with just like the wide world... I don't fucking... Like, call it something... I don't know. Like, and it pains me that then I have to juggle however many passwords, have to realize, okay, to do this... I was trying, like, you guys know, like, I'm in wrestling school, and I'm not going to get into that because... But one of the things was we were going to watch a documentary in class. Mm-hmm. You're going to watch the triumph and tragedy of world class championship wrestling. I wasn't able to go in that night, but I was like, hey, I was talking to the owner. I was like, I found this on Peacock. Is this the thing? He's like, yeah. I'm like, sweet. Great. I'll watch it. We can talk about it. You know, great. And I did, but it's just like, okay, I go to load it up because I was going to, like, ride my bike and just watch it in my gym and watch it as I did that. I go and I open the app on my iPhone. open Peacock. Well, you need to log in. What do you mean? I'm like, shit, what's my password? What's my login? Okay. And then, but then I get my iPad. I get my iPad out. I open the Peacock app. I'm already logged in.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, what the shit? And I'm like, so I'm like, all right, whatever. So
it saved your shit, brother.
Yeah, but it didn't shit save it on my iPhone. What's just connected to the same account?
Cleared the cookies.
Yeah, I don't know. But still, what I'm, and that's not the point of what I'm saying is, it's giving me more, it's giving me different first world problems than I had before. Yeah. When I'd just be like, okay, just give me the friggin' whatever $200 plus cable package.
Yeah, that's what I miss about, you know, the Comcast after, you know, going to Dish.
You see, the thing that I like, forced to there it. Are pluses and minuses to this, in my opinion. The pluses is that we get really good content now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting movie quality content on television streaming services. Like,
oh yeah,
like all the stuff they're doing for Star Wars is movie theater quality.
Yeah,
like they're spending money on effects. This is not made for TV. This isn't like a step down.
No,
than what you're going to watch a movie.
You could go to the cinema if somebody was like, "Hey, we're gonna do season two of The Mandalorian."
Yeah, it would look just as great on that screen as it does at your home.
Yeah.
Maybe even, of course, potentially even better.
Yeah.
But it's worth, like, it doesn't look like they were cutting costs somewhere to make it for TV.
And I think that's one of the things
like, if you watch, like, a CW era, like, DC show, mm-hmm. they all look like that. They all look like they're cutting costs for television.
Yeah, they all, because they are. Yeah. Well, you know the whole thing behind the CW, right? Yeah. It's like the CW is, what was it, basically?
Warner Brothers.
So, like, the production house in CW and Warner Bros., like, that's all owned under the same thing. And they basically just do it for, like, to, like, justify, like, moving, like the CW operates at, like, a loss or whatever. And, like, all these production houses that are under the same thing are making all the money. So it's, like, the CW runs at a loss. Basically for tax purposes. Mm-hmm. It's the production houses and all the other aspects of WB that's making all the money so that they can do write-offs and shit. And it's just, again, something that's just like crazy and I don't want to get into. And it's just the rich eating the poor.
And that's me.
The rich getting richer.
It's the world.
But, sorry, I was getting on that tangent, but...
That's what we do.
Tangents.
What was I saying right before that, though?
Peacock. So, all like those shows, like they're made for DVD.
Yeah. And that's the thing, and like that's why the straight to DVD movie doesn't exist anymore.
Oh yeah,
no, it's like, straight to stream now.
It's straight to streaming, and these movies and stuff, they're getting bigger budgets because they're going straight to streaming. They don't have to worry about distribution. Mm-hmm. Like we're not pressing,
cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, we're cutting out the middleman. You know what? And if you're already in the app enough, you're going to either come across it or you might get an email about it or whatever. So like
there's a genre you're into, an actor or something that you're into.
Their algorithm is going to be
recommend it.
Yeah.
You might
want to watch this
because you watch this, you might like that.
Yeah. So like they're not spending as much, I feel like, on that kind of marketing and all that kind of stuff
algorithms.
They can make better quality stuff. But even then, you still get some shitty stuff.
Yeah, but like you get serialized stuff that's like really high quality now, which I like.
Yeah,
because I like long-term storytelling.
Yeah,
who knew?
No.
Wait. The movie director guy likes long-term storytelling? No way.
I know. It's like I like having you know, if you give me a story that's got 10 hours to the protagonist and it's nuanced and makes good choices and like I would prefer that over watching a 3-hour movie. If I wouldn't go make like try to make him like if I was trying to bust back into Hollywood and try to make my own stuff right now, I wouldn't be trying to make a 2-hour movie. I'd be trying to make a series.
Yeah.
I'd be trying to make a six episodes like miniseries or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Miniseries work too.
Because you have a longer time to tell your story.
Yeah.
You can deep dive into secondary characters, supporting characters if need be, and you just are able to tell a better story in most cases.
And you could either release it all at once.
Yep.
Or to binge it or weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's one of those things where they both have their pluses and minuses for that. But it's been great kind of seeing that kind of content be available. And TV, like they had that, TV had that for a little while, like when like the heyday of like FX and like shows like Breaking Bad and Sense of Anarchy. You know, they were doing that, but they still had to kind of tame that shit down for TV because it's television. Just point at the light. I love it.
Nice.
I wonder, do we have any viewers?
I don't know.
There's a moth out there just like
lamp.
Well, if it's pointing at the light, Mothman. Let me check it.
No, I flipped it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's pointing at you now.
Sorry, Mothman.
Well, technology at its finest, guys. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Always goof.
And I mean, like, yeah, that's great.
But what's nice about that is like you had the kind of like the build towards that with like the cable networks getting more and more like PG-13/R content.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't have to fucking hold back anymore.
No.
It's all streaming. Yeah. So they just be like, yeah, this is we're cutting out like a dude's arm. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
You know, instead of cutting away or something like that, they'd have to do with the sensors on mm-hmm. television. So it opens the door to be a little bit more, true to what you
flexible.
Wanted.
The,
yeah.
Unhinged.
To what you wanted to show versus having to work within certain parameters.
Yeah.
By network standards.
Yeah. And not to circle back around to sports and sports entertainment, but
sports.
That just means that the value of these live productions are only going to go through the roof even more. So like a company like WWE.
Speaking of that.
Is just going to make more money off of their TV deals and stuff.
You notice how they ended at midnight now that they're on Peacock?
Did notice that.
I haven't watched it since, Mania.
Yeah.
Which that was their first transition to Peacock. But, now that I just figured out the Peacock, all I had to do was literally just sign in for the Peacock premium or whatever.
Yeah. The wife and I, we were watching and we were like, wow. I'm like, I'm like,
it went super quick.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay. Like they're, it was rolling around to 11. I was like, they're in Missouri, so like they're an hour or two behind. So like that makes sense if they're going to go till midnight Eastern, because then like 6 o'clock arena there. To 10. Yeah. St. Louis. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that made sense. But then I was like,
wait,
I can't remember. Second? Like, I'm like, I don't even remember WrestleMania lasting till midnight. But
well, the good thing was like last year they split it.
Yeah,
but the Rumble though was like 12:30, 1 o'clock last year that it ended, and it was like 11:58 or whatever, and the little thing popped up on the bottom, and I was like, "Son of a bitch!"
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that was the reason why the Rumble sucked.
No. Like it's Peacock standards now, where it's like they're on Peacock time, not WWE time like they used to be.
Not pay per view.
But the Peacock doesn't need to have a time because it's not.
It's just a live event.
It's a live event.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make any sense. Like,
I don't understand why they ended. Like,
I think
they can start and stop when they want.
I think they probably just had an arbitrary. Okay, let's have this be a little bit earlier this year.
Yeah.
I don't think that was NBC Peacock saying you have to be over by midnight.
No.
Because they don't care about streaming. It's just fucking streaming. It's not competing with anything.
Yeah. It just
blew
my mind. And it was bad. It was very bad.
And I think
it sucked.
Yeah.
It was so bad. The fact that you open with the best match that you have of the night. And the fact that the men's rumble was the worst match of the night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the main event.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was some Fugazi stuff. A lot of people declined coming back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Shane McMahon caught some Xbox heat.
Supposedly Shane's gone.
He's barely gone.
Yeah, he got quietly released. I saw that on the way here.
How do you get quietly released from your father's?
Sorry, Dad.
From your father's company, it's
just
like,
did it because I want you to love me.
Yeah, he caught Xbox heat.
Yeah, my thought there.
No, they were probably having a spot open for somebody that turned it down, and they were scrambling to find somebody and go, oh hey Shane.
Yeah.
Instead of turning to like I don't know Finn Balor or Cesaro.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or anybody on NXT who is very much qualified.
Braun Breaker.
Braun Breaker could have come out and had a couple spots in the
especially
in the
Rumble. Like the Lesnar spot at the end.
Yeah, or Ciampa or
Pete Dunne
or
it's okay, guys. Vince knows what we want. Vince absolutely knows exactly what we want, and it's gonna be a Brock versus Roman WrestleMania.
Or you know what? Even continue
for title for title.
Even continue that little mini feud that AJ Styles had with Grayson Waller. Have Grayson Waller show up in the what's it called? In cause AJ some a headache.
Yeah.
No.
The fact that like
Shane was booking like outside. Like in the ring, but like booking for himself.
Yeah.
Giving him shine versus everybody else.
Yeah. It
got some big heat.
It just seemed really odd. And the fact that, like, you have Lesnar lose, and then you have him come back out and win the Rumble, and you have another part-timer come in and win the Women's Rumble. It just leaves such a bad taste in your mouth. Like I get it with Brock that, like, he's, you know, like... Like, but when you go back to the well so many times, like, he should be a big, you know, what, like, you don't have to set up the WrestleMania match for him that same night. You can set it up a day or two later, a week later. It's fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Like,
man's gonna do what he wants.
Yeah. And like,
well, the problem is that you have to kind of, like, the Rumble has always been that kind of precursor to WrestleMania, hence the fucking sign that set on fire.
Yeah, pointing to the sign.
But, so it's one of those things where, like, you're 60 days away from WrestleMania. Yeah.
Multiple times it caught on fire. Yeah.
But I saw the joke, too, that, like, somebody was like, you know, like, you can either go and win the 30-man Royal Rumble to get your spot on the WrestleMania main event, or the next month you can win the 6-man Elimination Chamber to get the spot or whatever. Or you can go out the next Monday night and cut a promo and get a title shot.
You can absolutely do anything. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But it's one of those things where I would have been pissed if somebody else had won the Rumble and then got their spot taken by Roman or by Brock.
Curtis Axel?
Like, the week after, like, at Raw. Like, if the next Raw, like, shows up, he's like, Brock comes out and beats him up, and so he takes his spot.
Yeah.
That's stupid, too. The idea is just that Vince wants to have this deadline, I guess, and it's already happened 2 times before. I don't know why they need
to do it a third time. Like, it's not my I think my thing too with it is, like, you look at the part, like, look at the old part timers. Like, you look at,
we also look at how many times Roman's been in that, and, like, I like Roman Reigns right now. Like, I'm fine with his character. I like what he's doing.
Yeah.
But, like, the amount of WrestleManias that dude's headlined over the last 10 years.
Well, think about how many.
It's like 70% of them.
How many Wrestle Kingdoms has Tanahashi or Okada headlined? Like, it's the same principle there. My thing is, like, for a guy like Brock Lesnar, who is a, like, yes, he's not having matches on Monday Night Raw every week. Yeah. He is a quote-unquote part-timer, whatever. But he could be in the same role as Chris Jericho, having feuds with new guys, having interesting stuff. Like, you could book Brock Lesnar to be an interesting character. And some of his, like, his promo work and stuff recently, especially when he didn't have Heyman, was interesting.
Well, we'll see how it goes now that Heyman.
Yeah, that now that Heyman's back with him. But it's just like, okay, it's like you got two UFC guys there in Brock versus, like, you could have
Bobby.
Brock versus Bobby, you know, the Bellator thing now, the UFC Bellator. But even with that, you could have, you know, Brock Riddle. You could have RKO breakup. Yeah. Or you could have...
Riddle was actually supposed to win originally.
Yeah, or you could have RKO. You could have RK-Bro versus, you know what, Brock and...
Alpha Academy somewhere.
Yeah, you could have Brock...
That's tag team wrestling, Vince. It's not like tag team wrestling. No.
Or have a triple threat or a four way and add in Randy, like, the implosion of RK Bro, and have, you know, Bobby Lashley trying to get, you know, or not get his title back because he's a champion, but, like,
The Hurt Business still a thing?
Nope.
So Cedric and Shelton Benjamin are just
twiddling their thumbs and catering.
Who also weren't in the Rumble?
Nope.
Yep.
Sad Bear Jones.
Yeah.
Was Sheamus in the Rumble?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, yep. He came in at like 20.
Oh, yeah. Him and Madcap Moss.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did a broke kick and a couple of things.
Just, yeah. So, like, there's interesting things that you can do with a guy like Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing them. And
they're playing him very boring.
And, like, I get it. Like, you want to see the Clash of the Titans, but, like as much as I want to say that, like,
it was a good pay-per-view plug.
Yeah, but like Brock and Roman is not, you know,
it doesn't.
It's not Hogan, Andre. Hogan Andre or Hogan Macho Man. You know, it's not at the same level as that.
Those two have never worked together. They've never been like, they don't have a relationship apart from just being enemies.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know? And like whereas, like, the opening match of that Rumble with Seth and Roman, I love
so much good callbacks.
I love that
Seth was awesome.
I don't remember a single like like spot besides like at the end with Roman just going after him with the chair and shit. And the disqualification.
Another Fugazi thing.
Like, I remember that, but like the whole thing that I remember from that match is just Seth getting in Roman's head the entire time with the shield fist and the come on, brother. Like, just him, you know, doing all of that.
Goading him into
work and just kind of getting at him and chipping away. That's what I remember from that match. And I can't say that, you know, come April or whatever with the next WrestleMania, am I going to remember the psychology between the next Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar match?
It's all about how many F5s he can take.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be the clips for the package down the line. Yeah. Nobody's going to remember the match. They're going to remember the promos that get, you know, like
the Heyman.
It's going to be a fucking 10-minute match.
Yeah. Or no, not even the promos that Heyman cuts, but like the promo packages with it'll be a Bad Bunny song in the background where, you know, Brock and Roman are going back and forth and Superman punch, spear, how many F5s can he take? Oh, they go through the barriers.
So I can't believe Bad Bunny was almost on the final four.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I can believe that. Guy can work.
You're surprisingly good. And also, WWE is, if anything, a star fucker. If they put somebody in there that's not from the normal talent, they're going to showcase them and try to make themselves bigger than they are.
But they always have been trying to make that. They've always done that and make the connection between rock and wrestling. Yeah. And
they've been doing that for a billion years.
And then Shane ruined all of it.
Mr. T back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Now, I feel like Bad Bunny probably would have got a little more of a showcase if Shane didn't take over.
Yeah. More than likely.
Yeah. So, there's so much you could have done with it. And the fact that, like, I don't know.
I was hoping for someone else, but.
Is Triple H still at home recovering from his heart attack?
Yeah.
Yes. Because he was not there.
Okay. Neither was Tyson Kidd.
Yeah, because I'm like, not a single NXT talent was used during either Rumble.
No, it was all legends for the women.
Yep. And
have the women's were just part time, or just people that they brought in for the day.
And even you could tell like the part timers because they were pretty much in and out within.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh man. Like yeah. I don't want to disparage anybody, but you can either tell that they hadn't been working.
Yeah.
Or what they had been working and then the spot and the what's
it called? Just kind of like treated them like trash. Like, oh, you're in another company? Okay, here's your 40 seconds of fame.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Or come in, get your shine.
And then you're out.
And then get tossed out and let the main roster people work.
Melina.
Mm-hmm.
She's in what, MLW or NWA? One of those?
Mm-hmm.
Ivory had one of the greatest spots I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just comes in with a microphone and just yells at Rhea Ripley the whole time was hilarious.
Immediately tossed out.
But also,
That's fine with the character.
Like, yeah, that's the
character choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like all the other, you know, women that they brought in, like Kelly.
Yeah. Who cares?
She was in there, what, a minute? Yeah. Then gone?
She was available.
Yeah.
And said yes.
Yeah. That's the thing. Same with the female wrestlers. They all declined.
There were some that like I was kind of expecting to be in it for longer. Like Michelle McCool was like, I was expecting her to be in it longer than she was, which weird because she still like she
looked good.
She looked great. Yeah. She looked like, you know, like she hadn't missed a step. And if anything, I feel like she's probably gotten better.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember her, you know,
I don't know if it was like because of the talent that was wrestling at that time.
Yeah. That could be that. Yeah.
Probably a lot of it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty crazy.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was very bad.
Bad show.
We did go 2 for 3 in our little pool of AJ coming out first.
They should be ashamed of themselves. That's what they should be.
All my New Japan feels were tingling.
How do you fuck up a Royal Rumble?
Tingling. Well, you give it to Shane McMahon, that's how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's just weird. Was there even a tag team match on the card?
No.
No.
There was no tag championships. The Usos were banned from ringside.
Yep.
So I didn't, were they even in the Rumble?
Nope.
Nope. But New Day was.
And then Alpha Academy has the titles, and they didn't defend them.
Xavier Woods is injured, so it was just Kofi and E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And Kofi, you know, the goof spot.
Yep.
You know, his feet did touch the floor. I was reading, though. It's just rumors, but I was reading that him and E were supposed to have some big spots in the Rumble.
But it got botched.
But it got botched. Yeah. So that possibly could have also been why Shane did what Shane did.
Yep. Gotta take some risks.
Or maybe not. But at the same time, it's like, hey, man, that looks like a rough spot. Good for you.
So I've got a particular credit card.
For DoorDash?
It's not for DoorDash, but one of the things is, it was like, hey, with this card, you get a free year of Dash Pass.
I like free.
I just opened my Dash Pass or my DoorDash because I'm looking at dinner because I don't want to cook tonight.
Makes sense.
And it went Dash Pass and said credit card are automatically extending your membership for free till the end of next year. Actually, no, the end of 2024. Wow. So, awesome.
It's a 2 years.
Yeah. I use it a lot and not like it. I don't want to say it's just out of necessity. It is convenient. And,
I thought about doing the DoorDash for my little part-time gigarooskies.
Dude, it's not like of all the gig work stuff.
Yeah, the Uber Eats and the
between like Uber Eats and DoorDash and Grubhub and stuff. I think DoorDash is the best of them. But also check out like I think it's like Amazon Flex.
All right.
Where basically like you deliver like you can basically like you go through the process, you watch their training videos. And then you can basically sign up for like shifts when they come become available. And it's only like a 2 or 3 hour shift, but you go to wherever the distribution center is. They give you a bunch of bundles, basically.
Supposedly one in Hudson coming around soon.
Yeah. And you deliver what's it called? Well, that's where they're tearing down, they're not tearing down, but they're like the golf course.
They're putting one in.
Putting all all that land. Which sucked because I like that golf course.
My brother-in-law's grandfather, grandfather owned
that golf course
behind the golf course.
Oh, okay.
So now that the golf course is selling, I'm sure they also bought part of that land to turn into a warehouse.
Yeah.
It's like 15, 20 acres. Something ridiculous behind the house.
Yeah. That, and I think what's called, I think Whole Foods, you can do deliveries for Whole Foods. Like the one in the town over from us.
Off of that exit there?
The Bedford one.
Oh.
They around the clock because they serve like Bedford and Manchester.
Yeah.
And all that. So like whenever I go to that one, I don't go to it often, but. I see.
It wasn't bad food, the one couple times that I have been there.
Yeah. I see like 4 or 5 cars just parked in their like pickup spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't like pickup to go. This is like pickup for
the restaurant part?
No, like the gig drivers.
Oh, gotcha.
So like they pull up, the employee comes out, I think loads up the food, and then you go and deliver it.
Yeah.
So I don't think you have to get out of your car to go into the store. You just have to get out of your car to like bring it to like their front porch.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I thought about doing a little gig.
I thought about it too, and all depending like down the line, if I get to the point where I start getting like booked and stuff.
So that's like that's where my issue is. It's like I know Fridays and Saturdays I'm going to be booked. So like Monday through Thursday, I just need that little side job to like get me through type of thing.
Yeah,
but if I keep pulling in gigs Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and weddings keep going through the roof like they have been because, you know, COVID.
Yeah. Well, I saw a report that like the government, I forget if it's the government or the CDC or whatever, is basically telling people and telling like local governance to start preparing for it to be an endemic. So like the end, you know, like all these restrictions and stuff are going to go away, because like we're going to get to the warmer months. People are going to be less. Yeah. You're going to get less sick. You know, like,
yeah,
it'll show back up again in the fall.
Some variant.
Yeah.
But it's just going to get to the point where it's less and less deadly. Whereas like now,
well, hopefully, it could go the other way too. The mutations are just that they're random. But ultimately the idea for mutation in most cases,
of the COVID-19.
Yeah, but the idea is that the virus, generally beneficial mutations, the one that stick around. So the beneficial mutation is not to kill people instantly.
No.
Because then that virus doesn't have a chance to replicate and transfer to other people. The beneficial one is to make it less deadly, but last longer, or have longer period of infection.
But it's getting to the point where it's not going to be filling up hospital beds.
Yeah.
But like it's going to be the people who want to go get a vaccine for it, not have to worry about getting sick, whatever. Great. The people who don't do it, there's only going to be few and far between enough of those cases that you're not waiting in a line for 12 hours just to see if you're sick.
And ultimately the thing is here is that there's a lot that can be said about, you know, what we did and didn't do in this country about Corona, but it's one of those things where it's also one of those situations where the rest of the world is also where a lot of these variants are coming from, and it's because we didn't give them the vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at South America and Africa, the distribution of vaccines there sucks because the companies here made a lot of money from the U.S. government selling, giving them for free here.
Yeah.
They weren't free. The government paid for them.
Yeah.
Same thing elsewhere. If you're trying to send the stuff to India or China or, to Africa, to Eastern Bloc countries in Europe, they're not paying for it, which means they're not getting enough vaccines.
Well, I not to sound like it's like a meme or whatever, but like the ivermectin.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff on social media as recently as this week of people like trying to say like, oh, like, this is in like an airport, like in what do they call them? Like
no fly zones.
No, not a no fly. Like the royalty free, and they've got like ivermectin for sale and all these whatever blah blah blah. And I just want to be like, yeah, because they don't have the vaccines down there.
Yeah.
So it's like they'll try anything. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not because these people are smart or whatever and don't believe in whatever. It's like no, it's because they don't
have. They don't have access.
They don't have access to it. They don't have, it's hard enough just to get an appointment to get a vaccine these days. Like,
I just got my booster today.
Yeah, it's like you think.
Like, I haven't got mine, but
just the complete, cognitive dissonance in some people. You're like, dude, like,
I don't know.
Oh yeah. The thing about people, like, and this is just human nature, is they're going to take their personal experiences as gospel. And it's like, I never met somebody with COVID. It's like, all right, cool for you, brother. You know, that doesn't mean that.
Do you go out of the house?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, or I had COVID. It lasted me for a week. It wasn't a big deal. And it's like, yeah, so your experience is everybody's now?
Yeah,
no, it's
not. But
What about the guy that got, like, what about the story of like whatever person that get COVID in the mid-30s and ends up in the hospital and dies?
Yeah.
And it's like just because your experience is what goes one way doesn't mean that everybody's going to go that way.
The 100,000 plus people who died in the past 2 years from it, and whether it turned out in the long run to be, it's a variation of the flu or whatever. It's like there was still something you could do about it to try and prevent people from dying.
Yeah.
And you're willfully not doing it
because you don't want to be inconvenienced. You fucking prick.
Or you've got some political, it's against my, I choose what goes into my body, this or that, whatever, like, yeah.
While pouring down a fucking latte that you didn't see what they put into that either.
Yeah. Or worse, yeah.
You just made the list!
Exactly.
Oh, I have one.
The second somebody goes, you don't know what's in it. It's like, I've put much worse inside my body than some random dormant fucking virus.
I don't know. It's fucking Fruity Pebbles. I eat them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I've got Fruity Pebble fucking flavored protein right now. It's amazing. Yeah. They make a
whey protein. Scoop?
I guarantee you it's not real fruit.
Yeah. No, they make a Fruity Pebble. I will show you it. It's dimetized Fruity Pebble.
Ooh.
whey protein. It's amazing. 25 grams of protein in a single serving.
Oh,
and one scoop. So, like, I can be like, I will never dry scoop it because, like, whoa, but. Even that's one thing where I'm like, okay, I went to go try it with, like, I've got another brand of protein that I use too, and that's more for just like a dietary shake when I'm like, oh, meal replacement or whatever. Yeah. And that tastes great with water. And it's also it's chocolate. I like chocolate.
Chocolatey milk. Than
I like it's the fuck up chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I like that. This, because it's like Fruity Pebbles, it is a vanilla based whatever. So I did, the first time I did it, I did water. But and water and vanilla.
No.
Not
like,
your thing?
Yeah. It like
vanilla kind of craves milk.
Yeah. Really. So like, yeah, that's the thing. I went out and got like the Fairlife, like the zero fat, whatever. And it tastes fantastic. But I did it the first time. I was like, okay, I like it, but I could taste the water and I could taste the protein just powder. Chalk. And yeah. I'm like, and it's not even that it didn't mix.
It's just chalk floating in water.
Yeah. It did mix, but it was still just like it, like the water didn't taste
kind enough. Of a grainy texture almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the water didn't taste enough like an actual protein shake. It just tastes like water.
With chalk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, ew, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Here you go. Have some water and chalk.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But.
Yeah, but that's just it. It's just that people need to step up. Like, I find it interesting how the internet has given us access to everyone in the world, but everyone still thinks that their own worldview is fucking gospel.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It is hilarious how. You don't realize that at any time somebody else is experiencing something that has never happened before to them or just in the world before, but they will go and take it as gospel. Like it is the only like that their experience is the one above all.
Yeah.
Which I get from like a very narrow minded point of view that like, why somebody would think that.
Oh, it's definitely tunnel vision. Yeah. And the other thing is that if someone feels they're either being slighted or inconvenienced, they're going to look for some reason to not be slighted or inconvenienced, and then you have confirmation bias.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it's like, oh, well, I don't need to do this because I did this.
And then with the complete echo chamber that you can take your social media and everything towards... Yeah, not to turn this into a political podcast.
That took a turn.
But, yeah, I'm just like...
Took a turn!
How did we get from this, from wrestling to this?
Vince McMahon? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, this is going to be just to call her out. Nia Jax is full of shit. Because her reasoning for not going to the Rumble was like, she was like, oh, I was asked. And then she was like on Renee's podcast and she was like talking about how she got basically removed from not getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's like, why would they ask you back for the Rumble if you're still not vaccinated?
Yeah.
Eesh.
So if that's the reason why they let you go, why would they ask to bring you back?
Eesh. Yeah.
Something tells me that wasn't the reason why she was let go.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, it's like I think she said too, like, oh, I've only hurt two people or whatever, and one of them being, I don't know, somebody, and then
Sasha.
So yeah. We did that whole COVID and wrapped it right back into wrestling,
and,
folks.
And then the whole, and like, who's the other person? And there's just like the entire women's roster.
Yep.
Just like, she shouldn't be working. Like,
well, that we've already solved that. That's been fixed, Will.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. But
I'd probably say for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I don't see that ever coming back. Like, failed experiment.
Samoans.
Go be on one of the Rock's
TV shows.
Tracks or yeah, go be guest starring.
I don't think she's going to be in anything else.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Go live your life. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Yours too, yeah.